Bueno, bienvenidos a los podcasts de Trainline. Matthew, amigo, ¿cómo estás?
Hey, bien, Johnny, gracias. ¿Y tú? ¿Cómo estás?
muy bien, gracias. Bueno, ilusionado de volver a trabajar contigo.
Hombre, estoy disfrutando.
Good. So, Matthew, why it's always that topics like gossiping? Al final terminamos tú y yo siempre hablando de estos temas. ¿Tú crees que, crees que es un mensaje subliminal de Santi?
Yo creo que sí. Bueno, sí. Yo creo que Aline debería estar aquí, ¿no? Eso sí. Es el problema. Aline está en una playa distante, no sé.
Sí, Aline la tenemos de vacaciones y ella, más que nada porque tenemos un personaje hoy del que vamos a hablar, muy conocido, pero claro, es que estos nombres a nosotros en francés se nos hacen muy, muy difíciles.
Sí.
Muy bien. Bueno, pues damos la bienvenida. Aprende inglés con episodios diseñados para personas ocupadas como tú. Avanza rápidamente y domina el idioma en solo unos minutos al día. Y nuestras clases y método único tienen las mejores reseñas en academias en Google. Así que pruébalo gratis. Y como decimos siempre en Training, tu futuro está a solo un podcast de distancia.
Qué bueno.
Bueno, pues... Oh, we have an interesting topic, no? Just celebrity gossip. And the question is Timothy Chalamet.
Nice pronunciation. Johnny.
Well, I don't know. Wait, let's wait for Aline to listen
Aline's
to this podcast.
That's why, no? To read the comments.
So, Timothy Chalamet as Bob Dylan.
Yes. I know. Wow. I was surprised to read that. Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the next films, no? That he's going to play this topic. So then as this is going to be gossiping class, just podcast. I think our role play today, I think our listeners are going to enjoy, no? So this let's put the setting a little bit, no?
Okay.
So this is it's a meeting of two friends, and we're going to talk about the last news related to celebrities.
And so, if I understand correctly, Johnny, I have to be like some kind of political like someone who's really interested in politics.
Are you?
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's going to be strange. Well, it's going to be an interesting conversation.
Hey, any complaints with Santi? Okay, so
I don't know what Santi was drinking when he wrote this script, but it must have been something strong.
Okay, well, let's start then.
Our
role play, Matthew. Hey, have you seen the latest celebrity gossip?
Hey, Johnny. Not really. What's new?
Well. Do you hear that Timothy Chalamet is starring in the next biopic of Bob Dylan?
Really? Wow, that sounds amazing. He's such a talented actor.
Yeah, it's all over the tabloids. It's said that he's been practicing singing and playing the guitar for months now.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I'm sure he'll do a fantastic job. Johnny, speaking of celebrities, did you see what the Kardashians have been up to lately?
The Kardashians?
Kardashians.
Yeah, the Kardashians. Oh, yes. There's no, yeah, I mean, you changed the name, but don't worry. They will continue to be famous.
Oh, yes. You know, I love celebrity gossip. I know all of them by name.
Yes, I can see that. Oh, yes, there's always something with them. Kim, of course, Kim Kardashian's latest fashion line got a lot of attention. It's been trending on social media for days.
I saw that, Johnny. I'm all over that. And Kylie's makeup brand just launched a new product line. I mean, this is Aline.
It is Aline. What are we doing? What are we doing?
It's already sold out.
Wow, amazing. Well, they really know how to stay in the spotlight. It's believed that their influence is stronger than ever.
Absolutely. They've mastered the art of staying relevant. By the way, did you hear about the Trump shooting incident?
Oh, yes, that was quite shocking. It's believed that he was involved in an incident where shots were fired at a rally. He got taken to safety by his security team.
That's intense. Is he okay?
Oh, yes. Fortunately, he's fine. But the incident got a lot of media attention. Everyone is talking about it. That surely will help him get more attention and maybe more votes. Who knows?
Oh, maybe that's why Biden stepped down.
Well, you never know with politics. There's always something happening in the world of celebrities.
Definitely. It's a never-ending source of news and entertainment.
Oh, thanks for the update, Matthew. That was really interesting.
Anytime, Johnny. Keep following the news. There's always something new to learn.
All right. Well, I'm going to kill Santi.
Unbelievable. I know nothing about Kylie's makeup. I mean, Santi.
That's right. And who cares about Trump and Biden? So anyway, but it's trending topic. It's true. No?
There you
it's
go. There you go.
So it's something that is.
It's in the news. Well, this morning in the news, I saw that someone else tried to shoot Trump. No, so it's this is like the second one now. So
it's true. No, it's the FBI around just trying to to get involved. Wow, amazing. So fine. Well done. So. I think we necesitamos una pausa, Matthew.
Definitely.
Por favor.
Necesito un café, Johnny. Pues mira, aprovechamos la pausa. Recuerda suscríbete a nuestros podcasts y por favor dejarnos un like en YouTube, LinkedIn o Twitch si disfrutas de nuestro contenido. Y no olvides que también puedes escuchar nuestros podcasts de chino y japonés en Hanyu Chinese School, de inglés en Trainland. No te lo pierdas.
Muy bien. Well, let's go back to work then. Let's go to talk about more serious matters then. Just, for example, the grammar.
Okay.
Grammar that we used. We're going to explain this in Spanish for our listeners. So we have used la voz pasiva con get y la voz pasiva con verbos de reported speech, ¿no? Así que, ¿te parece que las repasamos? ¿Quieres empezar tú con la primera?
Vale, perfecto, Johnny. Ok, como dijiste, la voz pasiva y con get. Y es la misma estructura, ¿no? Con la voz pasiva normal, normalmente usamos el verbo ser, el verbo be en inglés, ¿no? Pero esta vez estamos utilizando el verbo get. Y la razón, pues mira, básicamente es más informal, ¿no? Es una manera de hablar un poquito más informal. También implica que algo inesperado o incluso algo negativo ha pasado. Y los ejemplos que tenemos, bueno, Johnny, tú puedes hacer primero con el nombre que no puedo.
Con la Kim Kardashian. Okay, Kim Kardashian's latest fashion line got a lot of attention, ¿no?
Muy bien, perfecto, Johnny, gracias. Así tenemos got en el pasado, ¿no? El pasivo got a lot of attention. No sabemos de quién. Mm-hmm. Si queremos añadir quién está interesado, pues podemos poner by Aline, por ejemplo, ¿no?
Muy bien. Okay, muy bien. Sí, Aline seguro que está interesada en esto. Okay. Muy bien. También cuando hablamos de la situación de Trump, ¿no? He got taken to safety. Y aquí tenemos el por quién. By his security team. Yeah. Muy bien.
Fantastic. Perfecto. Muy bien.
Pues explicamos entonces la voz pasiva con verbos de reported speech. Y estas las usamos para expresar opiniones, suposiciones sobre algo o alguien. Y permite que el que está hablando pues se distancie de la afirmación, ¿no? Y la presente como una creencia general. Así que no es una opinión, no estás dando tu opinión personal, sino que estás hablando de lo que otros piensan sobre el asunto. ¿Quieres poner algún ejemplo?
Claro, Johnny, sí. Por ejemplo, bueno, eso muy común. It is said that he's been practicing singing and playing the guitar for months, ¿no? Eso es una frase que utilizaste cuando explicaste el nuevo película, ¿no? Con nuestro amigo Timothée. Okay. No voy a decir nada más. hasta ahí. It is said that.
Si no está mi abogado presente, no voy a decir nada más.
Okay. Muy bien. ¿Tú tienes otro ejemplo, Johnny?
Sí, 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 ¿no? Cuando hablamos de nuevo, ¿no?, sobre la situación de Trump, it's believed that he was involved in an incident. Así que estamos hablando, no algo de lo que nosotros queramos hablar, ni la temática, estamos hablando de lo que otras personas están hablando. Y creo que íbamos a mencionar algunos otros, ¿no?, expresiones que podemos utilizar con el...
Claro, sí, Johnny. Porque yo creo que nuestros oyentes tienen un nivel ya, B2, ¿no?, por ahí. Entonces, si siempre usamos said o believed, bueno, es un poco... Está bien, pero podemos usar más verbos de reporting. Por ejemplo, considered, it is considered that, or it is expected that. Siempre tenemos que poner el participle, ¿no?, al verbo. It is felt that, or it's known that, y ves que usamos siempre that también para completar la frase, ¿no? Y creo que hay más, ¿no, Johnny?
Sí, he said that, ¿no? Suppose that, he thinks or he understands. Son algunas de las que podemos utilizar, ¿no?
Sí, sí, está muy bien, y eso... Sí. Podemos usar y, bueno, yo creo que cuando tengamos más vocabulario, mejor, ¿no?
Sí, esa es la idea. You know what? Just, I mean, at the end, I don't know, we didn't gossip much about about Timothy Chalamet, ¿no? We went into the topic. We were gossiping more about Trump and Biden situation than really about Timothy Chalamet.
Well, I got to be honest. I'm a little bit nervous about saying his name, so I'm just leaving that for you.
Right,
you know,
okay.
Because I know the French department are not going to be happy with us.
No, they're not going to be happy. No, no. But anyway, no. Just it's. I think we have another podcast about Wonka, no?
Oh yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
That's right, no. So it's the same actor.
Same
no?
actor. Yeah, you're right, right. You're right. Yeah. Actually, he's a very good actor. Well, I've not seen many of his films, but I like the ones I've seen.
Yeah, that's right. No, it's true. So let's move. We talked a little bit about grammar. Let's move now to vocabulary. Vocabulary that that we can use when we talk about celebrities, no? Okay, so let's start. You can start with the first one.
Okay, eso es una palabra un poquito, no sé, raro, ¿no? En inglés, tabloid. Bueno, en español, ¿cómo?
Sí, tabloide también. Sí.
Tabloide, ¿no?
Sí, yo creo que utilizamos la se entiende perfectamente.
Ah, porque en mi mente tengo esa frase, no sé, bueno, ya me dices, la prensa rosa. ¿Se dice así también? ¿Es la misma?
Yeah. In English it's the yellow, ¿no? But in Spanish it's the pink, ¿no?
It's the pink press, okay. Pink press. Bueno, más o menos son periódicos o revistas que están enfocados a la vida de la gente, ¿no? De los celebrities, ¿no? Y el ejemplo que tenemos con tabloid es it's all over the tabloid. So this is algo sensacional que wow. Breaking news.
That's right. Okay. Then tenemos por supuesto la palabra que estamos utilizando ahora, gossip, ¿no? Un chisme, un rumor sobre la vida personal de alguien. So have you seen the latest celebrity gossip? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, hemos utilizado otra palabra más.
Yeah, aquí tenemos custody. Que, bueno, tiene que ver más con el ejemplo de Trump, supongo, que celebrity gossip. Custody es utilizado en contextos legales, ¿no? Cuando alguien está detenido por la policía. En el ejemplo que tenemos viene del role play. He got taken, el voz pasiva, to safety by his security team. So he was taken into custody.
Custody, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Then tenemos un blockbuster, que esto es, película o espectáculo que es un éxito.
Johnny, tengo que preguntarte, you remember the blockbuster store?
Of course, I mean, I was a member.
Oh,
of,
member, yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, how many films, no? Oh. How many films have we rented on the Blockbuster store? So all over the world. That's right, yeah. So I'm not sure if many of those Spanish people, when they saw Blockbuster, really understood
what it meant.
What it meant, no? So,
a blockbuster? How would you translate that, Johnny? Blockbuster into Spanish?
Éxito.
Okay.
El éxito, yeah. Vale. Well, el ejemplo, no? He's starring in the next of Bob Dylan, so that's expected to become a blockbuster.
A blockbuster, okay. Good. Okay, very good. And the next one, well, this one I think is international, no? Mm. Sci-fi, science fiction, ciencia ficción, un género de películas, libros que tratan sobre temas futurísticas. Yeah, I think sci-fi is well known.
But do you think the Bob Dylan is going to be a sci-fi adventure?
I mean, I don't know what Santi was expecting with this film, you know.
I think he was thinking about Dune, maybe.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe he was, yeah, it's true. Because
same character, but another film, no? So
Bob Dylan in space. Yeah. Well, it could be. It could be a blockbuster.
Who knows? Who knows? Okay. And then we have a few more words related to celebrities. For example, VIP. VIP.
A very important person.
Person. Good. Okay. Special privileges. No? So.
This sounds like Aline. VIP, a person who's given special privileges.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. Then, for example, some of famous actors, and even the Kardashians, no, have a publicist, no,
right.
A person whose job is to generate and manage publicity. I think all these people, no, they need this.
You're right, Johnny. This reminds me of community managers, no, these people who look after their social networking, and
good. And then another word that you might want to share.
Okay, we've got self-promotion. Self-promotion. So whenever we see self, we know it's talking about us doing something like self-service or self-promotion, the action of promoting or publicizing oneself or one's activities. And maybe the little detail to highlight is that it's in a forceful way. So it's kind of an aggressive way of putting yourself out there, no? Self-promotion.
Yeah, I mean, all those films, no, they do promotions. They travel all around the world. Good, and then of course, sometimes these actors and stars, they need to keep a reputation, no, a widespread belief that someone or something has a particular characteristic. So yeah, some, who knows? No, I don't know the reputation of our friend Timothy Chalamet.
I'm getting
better and better. Yeah, I don't know what is his reputation, but you know, some actors and some stars, they have not a very good reputation, no? It's not easy to work with.
They can be like divas, no? And demand.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, probably. I did a few podcasts with Santi, and he had a few demands, you know, that we had to...
he's getting a reputation. Very good. Okay. And finally, I think we can share another
word. Okay, the last one is attention seeking. Okay, and this, the idea of this phrase is that you behave in a way to draw attention from other people. So maybe doing crazy things or getting involved in publicity stunts to attract attention.
Yeah, gossiping a little bit.
Oh, yes.
This is about sometimes they match some of the actors and actresses, and also it's like there's an affair
during
the film, and sometimes it's just to get this attention.
That's a good example. That often happens, no? That to build interest and
that's right.
Gossiping.
That's right. That's right. So then just, well, let's, we can conclude then, I think, our our podcast about gossiping without, we did well without Alina.
I think we did pretty good, Johnny, because yeah. This was unknown territory for us, really.
That's true. That's true. So if our listeners want to learn English or another language, just what can they do, Matthew?
Yeah, we want to encourage you guys to get across to www.trainlang.com, check out the webpage and have a look at the different offers we have. Maybe, Johnny, I don't know, what's your favorite feature of the webpage? What do you recommend?
Well, I would recommend when they enter, we got videos explaining the grammar very well with good examples. Sometimes we even have games. Mm-hmm. To explain some grammar rules, which I like very much with children, for example. But with adults, it's also fun. I like our videos. Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. I like the masterclass ones. They're nice.
Very good. So, bueno, ha sido un placer teneros. Gracias por escucharnos. Y bueno, pues esperamos que hayáis disfrutado de este podcast. Os esperamos en el próximo. Hasta pronto. Bye bye. Bye, Matthew.
Thank you, Johnny. See you.